Organizers of St. David's winter fundraising event have chosen the Christmas mistletoe as the theme of its November 26 bazaar. The white berried mistletoe, traditionally hung so hopefully in places of festive season lingering, is playing a pre-Christmas role at St. David's Anglican when its legendary twigs invite mask-wearing, fair-goers to linger among buyers and sellers from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. on the last Saturday of November. Co-conveners Claire Forster and Neary Meadows are ensuring that parish vendors and staff of mainstay St. David's Cafe are posed to add a merry touch to all. The parish hall is expected to be a hive of activity when the bake table opens for business and shoppers zero in on home baking, jams, jellies and preserves. Jars of quince jelly, made from one of the earliest known fruits, is a specialty item from the autumn harvest of the Horton Garden. In recent years, Mary Horton has introduced this ancient fruit to the local community with increasing success. Others visiting the bazaar may focus first on the stall offering a limited selection of keen shoes, or collectibles and giftables, gently used books and puzzles, knitted goods, jewelry, woodwork, or holiday wreaths and greenery. Attractive tea caddies and other wooden carriers from the Old Goat's Workshop are among gift items made by parishioner, craftsman Bob Peters. He will also have various sized Christmas trees and other handmade objects on proffer, all made from reclaimed wood such as discarded pallets, cut ends of lumber, and limbs and boughs collected during Delta's spring cleanup program or from unfortunate storm damage. The parish kitchen, appropriately renamed St. David's Cafe, will be open for morning coffee, snacks and hot lunches. St. David's Anglican Church is located at 1115-51 A Street, Sawa Sen.